Hi, this is Natalie Lussier, and welcome and congratulations for being here inside of Launch It and Profit. So this is module one, the whole launch picture. We're going to be diving deep in this video into everything that you need to know to pull off a launch. We're going to talk about the big picture of a launch so that you know how all the pieces fit together. And then in future modules, we're going to dive into the marketing strategies and all the other stuff that really comes into play to make your launch truly profitable, successful, and awesome to run. So let's dive in. So I really want to start this video off with everything that you'll need to pull off successful launch from A to Z. So we're going to dive into the details in future modules, but if you have to launch very quickly or very soon, you'll really have everything that you need to get going, to start working on your launch without feeling like you're missing anything. So one of the things that I've noticed a lot is that sometimes we understand part of launches, or we've seen other people pull launches off, but we only see the outside of their launch and not everything that happened behind the scenes. So that's why this video is so important. So first I want to talk about the definition of a launch. So the definition of the word launch is actually to set in motion by pushing it or allowing it to roll into the water. And most of the time this refers to a boat. So you can launch a boat, you also can launch rockets, and of course, online programs. So I've broken down the concept of a launch into the before, during, and after phases. So before, during your pre-launch, is when you start building excitement and get people interested in raising their hands to hear more about the program or offering that you'll be creating. And this is the part that many of us see. Sometimes it can be a three-part video series, it could be a challenge, it could be all kinds of different things, it could even be a free ebook. This part is crucial because without it, you don't have the excitement or the eyeballs on your offer, so you're not gonna convert as well. Next, we have registration. So this is when the sales actually happen. So this is also a very crucial time because obviously if you're not going to open your shopping cart and let people buy, you don't have much of a launch going on. So these two things make up the before period of running an online program or doing a book launch or anything that you're doing online when it comes to building buzz and selling. Next, we have the during phase. So during is usually where you're delivering the product that you sold. So sometimes that means sending people a link to download your book. It could mean getting on group calls with people, delivering videos inside of a members area. Whatever it is that you're creating, that's when you actually get it into the hands of the people who bought it from you. Next, we have the after period. So this is what happens after people have gone through your program or your offering. And this is actually a really important phase that not a lot of people think about, but this is where you ask for feedback to really improve what it is that you've sold them, and also just to make sure that you're on the right track with your marketing and with everything that you've put into your product. So these are the three phases of a launch, and we will be focusing a lot on the before part just because that's the part that can kind of get tricky. There's a lot of moving pieces there, and I want to make sure that you understand everything that goes into a launch from the behind the scenes point of view and not just from what you've seen from other people's launches. So first we have to talk about two different types of launch models. So the first one is the blockbuster launch model. So if you've watched a movie, which I'm sure you have, you know that the movie industry does a lot to get people into the theaters to watch their brand new releases. So in the movie industry, they actually create all kinds of trailers, they might have contests, they might have advertising spots, they'll have a whole lot of buzz building and building and building before the movie is available to be seen in theaters on opening weekend. So this is the same concept when it comes to doing an online launch. So when a movie's been in theaters for a while, sometimes you can get your hands on it, and sometimes you can't. So for example, if it's a big blockbuster movie, it'll be in theaters for a couple of weeks, and after that, it gets taken off the market. So this builds even more anticipation and even more urgency for people to actually go to the theater and watch the movie. Now, sometimes after the movie's been, away for a couple of months, then the movie gets released on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever new technology is available at the time, and that's when there's a next launch for the actual home version of this movie. So this is where the concept of an open and close model comes into play, and it works really well to create demand and excitement. The alternative to the blockbuster model is the evergreen model, and that's it's there when you need it. So think about your favorite brand of shampoo. There might have been some initial hype about it when it first came out. Maybe it had some TV spots or, you know, you read something about it online, but now it's always available for sale at the store and there's no shortage. So it's not like they're going to be pulling it off the shelf to, you know, get you to buy it right away. And you really just go in, you buy it when you need it, and you might have heard about it a couple times before you decide to buy, and this is where the evergreen model really comes into play. So this works online too, but it doesn't have the same amount of buzz except for that initial release. So there are other strategies that you need to use when it comes to doing an evergreen launch or an evergreen program online, which we'll be covering in this program as well. Now let's simulate a launch. So let's imagine that you've done all the pre-work and now it's time to push your boat into the water or to actually launch your online course, program, book, whatever it is that you want to put out into the world. So you've already figured out what people want to buy and we'll have a module all about doing that next. But right now you've done all that pre-work, everything is good to go. Now the first thing that you'll want to do is really announce your first piece of free pre-launch content and start driving people to opt in for it. So this is like leading a horse to water. There are many different ways that you can get more people to consume your free pre-launch content, and this is a really key thing. A horse who is thirsty is going to be really, really excited to be drinking that water. So make sure that your pre-launch content is like that water for a thirsty horse. So think about what is it that you can create that's going to be really, really awesome that people cannot wait to get their hands on. And the important key here is that the more people who see your free pre-launch content or drink your water, if you will, the more people who are opting in and seeing your free stuff, the more potential customers that you'll have for your paid program. This is key because a lot of times we work really, really hard to create our paid program, but nobody knows about it and nobody sees our free stuff, so they don't even know that we have something paid or amazing available for them. So this is where you get people opting in. So you'll usually have an opt-in page for your free pre-launch content. And this can be called a squeeze page, it could be a landing page, however you want to talk about it. But basically, it's a page where you get people to raise their hand, to give you their contact information so you can follow up with them and send them more great stuff. So there are many different ways to get people to that page, but first you'll probably want to reach out to your existing contacts, whether that's your existing email list, friends and family, peers, people in your industry. You can also have affiliates who will be able to earn a commission if they share your information and your link with their people. You've also got the possibility of running ads, doing social media posting in different groups that you're a part of, on your own page, and just really kind of networking to get people to find out about this offering that is totally free, that's super high value, and that other people can take you up on. And of course, there's always the good old standbys like guest posting, getting interviewed in different places, and just generally making a big ruckus to get people back to your opt-in page. This is where you really start to build the excitement. So once people have raised their hand to learn more from you, it's time to take them on a journey. This phase is really critical, and every time I've seen a launch flop, it's because this part had not totally been played out properly. So think about when you go to an amusement park and you want to get on a ride, and you see that there's a long line to get on this ride. Well, that buildup when you're waiting in line to get on the ride is actually just as important as the 2 minutes that you're on the ride itself, because it makes you want it even more. And it also, you know, gets you excited. You feel these butterflies in your stomach. You're not sure if it's going to be scary, if it's going to be fun, if it's going to be worth it. And all that stuff is really, really important when it comes to launching too, because you want people to have that, is this right for me? Have that, is this going to work? Is this going to be worth it? And kind of start thinking about those things. Whereas most of the time, if you don't have any excitement in your pre-launch, people don't even pay attention when you open the cart and when you tell them, hey, I have this thing available, because they were never even kind of on that journey with you. So this is where building the excitement is so important, and I highly, highly recommend doing this very well, and we're going to talk about how to do that in the rest of the course. But I just want to emphasize this because I've seen people say, oh, I don't need to build the excitement. People will just be happy to sign up for this. I'll just open the cart as soon as I am ready, and people will just flood in. And I have to tell you, that's not how it works. People need to be coaxed a little bit. They need to have a free taste before they actually plunk down their hard-earned money. So this is where you educate and you inspire before you ask for the sale. So there's a couple of different important elements that you'll want to include in your free pre-launch content. So you probably want to share your story and why you're the expert or the person that they should be investing in or investing with to work with, and also why you're so excited about what it is that you're creating for them. You'll also want to solve a problem in advance. So what that means is that, probably people are joining your course or your program or buying your book because they want to learn something from you or have an experience with you. And the more that you can show them that you can solve problems in their lives, the more they'll trust you, believe in you, and know that what you're offering that's a paid program is going to be the right fit for them. You'll also want to explain the opportunity. So if you are providing anything of value, which I'm sure you are, there's probably some great benefits and some great transformation on the other side of your program or course. And you want to be able to talk about that so that people can start to imagine themselves in this new reality where everything is even better than it is now for them. So really show them what is possible. You want them to feel like, oh my God, yes, this is exactly where I need to be. Learning from you and, doing everything that you're sharing is going to really help me in X, Y, and Z ways. And all of this information, this inspiration, this education can happen in different formats. And this is where your free pre-launch content comes into play. So you can create this via video, you can do it via text, audio. There's all kinds of different ways that you can deliver this information, this education, and this inspiration. But what you want to do is you want to have a couple of different touch points, usually three or more, before you ask for the sale. So you don't want to just have really one long video or one long piece of writing because people probably won't read all of it or watch all of it. And also what happens is people get busy. They might start reading, but then they won't get to the end, or they might start watching and then get distracted, or they might even, skip that email or skip that first thing that you sent them. And then, they just get to the sales page, which is not enough to convince them. So in that case, I would recommend having a couple of pieces of pre-launch content. And this is really your free taste test that gets people hooked and wanting more. So if you've ever been to a grocery store where they had samples, whether it's a breakfast or something that you've never tried before, and you try a sample and you're like, oh yeah, that tastes really good, I think I'm going to buy it. So this is what you're doing with your free pre-launch content. You're creating that bond with people, you're sharing your story, you're solving problems, you're explaining what you see for them, and you're showing them what's possible, and you're doing it all for free. So if they enjoy the experience that they're having with you now, they're a lot more likely to want to go on the journey and go deeper with you in your paid programs or offerings. So once you've built up all the excitement, it's time to open the doors. And this is where most of us are focused on, which is really important because you're ready to say, okay, hit the buy now button, go ahead and join me inside of the program or buy my book or whatever it is that you're promoting and launching. And based on the type of launch that you're going to be doing, you'll want to choose how long you want to keep the doors open for. So for some programs, it's totally cool to just do a couple of days, maybe a week where your program is available. And that also gives people a little bit less time to second guess the investment, which is always kind of a nice thing to do. You don't want people to overthink their decision. You want it to be made from a place of, yes, I think this is possible, I think this is going to work for me, and not from a super logical, like pros and cons kind of list. You do want them to just feel inspired and excited and use that momentum and that energy that you built with the excitement for them to say, yes, this is awesome, I want to do this. And then also, if you're going to be doing a longer launch or if you're going to be doing an evergreen launch, Think about special bonuses that you can use to get people to take action and to get off the fence. So if you're going to be doing an evergreen launch, can you have a bonus if they sign up within the first week or the first couple of days that goes away after that? Or if you're going to be doing something where there's a limited number of spots or there's one-on-one interaction with you, use that to get people to take action and not wait till the last minute. So one of the things that happens when you open the doors or you open your shopping cart is that you will see many people who are excited who buy on the first day. There might be a bit of a lull in between, and then you'll see a lot of excitement again before you close the cart. So during the cart open time, it's time to sell. And I know that for a lot of us, this can bring up all kinds of weird feelings when it comes to selling. But this is the time where you need to be super present in your business during your launch to make sure that everything is going really, really well. So you want to send a cart open email, and that basically means telling people, you know, here's the sales page or the sales video, go check it out, I'd love to have you buy. You also want to hold some sort of a live event. It can be a live webinar, a live call, and from there you can answer people's questions and really kind of sell them on the idea of it live. There's just something powerful about people setting time aside to be there with you live and to really interact with you and get a feel for whether your program or your book or your course is exactly what's going to help them or not. You also want to have friends and affiliates keep sharing your sales page directly, because that's a great way to get more momentum and more people seeing your offer. You'll also probably want to run ads or post on social media so that people are seeing your program everywhere. Obviously, you don't want to overwhelm people, but every single time that somebody sees your message is one more chance for them to come back to your sales page and sales video and see if it's right for them or not. And of course, you'll want to be tracking sales and tweaking your offer. So it's really important to realize that nothing is set in stone when you're launching. So if you see that people are not responding, that you're not getting, you know, the response and the sales that you thought you'd be getting, what could you need to change on your sales page or in your offer to really get people to say, oh my God, I need this, you know, get out of my way, I need to hit the buy now button. And this is really important because sometimes we think, oh, well, I did all the work, I'm done now. If it didn't work, well, it just means nobody wants this. But that's not the case. Sometimes it's just, you know, changing a headline or changing what you offer or including a couple more bonuses, and that's enough to get people off the fence and excited again. The other thing is to send a lot of reminder emails. So when you're in that cart open window, you have to realize that, you know, not everybody opens every single email that comes into their inbox. So sending them a couple of extra emails, probably more than you feel comfortable sending, is what you'll need to do to make sure that people actually see your sales page and your sales message and not miss it. I tend to think about all the people who come to me, you know, after a launch is over and say, oh my God, I missed out, I didn't see the email, can you please let me in? And I use those kinds of people and those kinds of emails to motivate me when I kind of waver on how many emails to send. And we'll go through how many emails to send in a minute, but you know, probably this is something that you don't want to miss out on. It's really, really important and crucial for your launch. You'll also want to continue to be a guest blogger, guest poster, being interviewed on different places during your launch window so that people who are, you know, seeing you right away can sign up if they're ready. Another way to really get people off the fence is to answer their questions. So sometimes I'll have people email me directly. I might have a one-on-one call with them if it's a big enough program. I might also host another Q&A call where people can come and ask questions. But really, this answering question part is really important because it tells you a lot about your sales message and whether it's landing or not. And it also tells you people's objections. So sometimes people are like, oh, I might not have time to do this, or maybe I'm not ready yet, or is this going to work for me? And the more that you can answer these one-on-one questions, the easier it is to write your sales copy and to make sure that you can answer everybody's question, make sure that it's the right fit for them. So you're not selling them something that you know is not going to be right for them. So for me, this is a big one, and these are all the kinds of things you'll want to be doing during your cart open. So once you've done your cart open, it's time to close the cart and start the program. So you want to send your final reminder emails and probably remove the buy now button after you've closed your cart. And then you'll want to start welcoming people into your program and start releasing your course content or send them your book or whatever it is that you're selling. At this point, you'll also want to keep your ears open for feedback to improve your pre-launch and course content too. So people might say, oh my God, I loved this one, or I was unclear about this. And this is your time to go back and make things even better. Now, I will have some recommendations for the best way to create your course content as the course progresses, but sometimes we actually create the course content after the launch. So in some cases, it's easier to create the content based on people's questions, based on where they're at, and just really building it for the people who are in the course. And other times you need to do all of that before people sign up and before you open the cart. So depending on what kind of course you're creating, this may be the time where you're actually kind of more busy because you're creating all of your content. So now it's time to plan your launch timeline. So let's dive in. So the first thing I have to say is that you'll want to reverse engineer your goal and pick a start date. So in my business, really in anybody's business, nothing gets done until you have a date set, and that makes your launch real, especially if you announce it publicly and you make it really something that you want to be held accountable to. So I recommend picking a date. Maybe it's 2 months in the future, a month and a half, or 3 months, however long you think you'll need to pull all the pieces together. And then you want to break down all these pieces that you'll need done by working back from that start date. So this is really helpful if you need to hire anybody to help with these pieces, like a designer or a copywriter or a developer. And I do have resources for that in the Rolodex. Now, a good rule of thumb is to get X number of signups, then you need to work to have X times 20 or more people on your list before you open the cart. So really, it's a numbers game at the end of the day, and I say this because I don't want you to get emotionally attached if you're not getting the response that you expected, because it's probably because you just don't have enough people seeing your offer. So if you have only 10 people seeing your sales page or opting in, you're probably not going to get 10 sales. That's just not how business works. And if you do, then you did something amazing and congratulations. It's totally, you know, it's possible, but very, very unlikely. So if you want a lot of people in your programs or courses or buying your books, you'll want to get, you know, at least 20 times more than how many your goal is. So that's really important too. That'll also dictate how much outreach and guest posting and affiliates that you'll need. So first, let's start with your course date. So you'll usually close your shopping cart the day before your program starts. Sometimes you'll close it the day of. You might even close it a couple of days earlier, just so you have all your ducks in a row. Now you'll also want to choose how long you want your registration period to be open. So for some courses and some programs, just a couple days, 3 or 4 days is enough. For others, depending on your market, you want a little bit more time. So what I've noticed is that in the female market, people are busy, right? So moms are busy, they have a lot going on, and they might not have time to check their emails every day. In the male market, it seems like men are online a lot more often, and they don't need a whole lot of time to make a decision. So if you're working with women, you might want to have a longer registration period. So in this case, we have about 2 weeks for that registration period. So in this example, what I like to do is hold a live event the day the shopping cart opens. So it might be a live call or a live webinar, and that again builds more momentum and also has people put something on their calendar to really pay attention and join you live, and that can help increase sales too. Plus, when you're on a live call or a live webinar, you can offer special time-sensitive bonuses that you just can't quite do via email. There's just something powerful about being able to say, you know, if you buy within the next 10 minutes before we hang up, I'll jump on the phone with you, or I'll give you X, Y, and Z extra. So of course, if you're having something live, you'll want to invite people to attend your live call or webinar. And I do recommend a couple of days, but you don't want to invite people too early, because what happens is they will forget that they signed up for it, or they'll not be there or available when they book the time on their calendar. So invite them a couple of days earlier. You can do that via email. You can have your affiliates send people to your sign-up page for your live call or your webinar. So next we have leading with your free content. So as you can see, we keep moving backwards in time. So if you had three pieces of free pre-launch content, you would kind of space them out. You don't want to send them, you know, every single day. You kind of want to give people time to consume it, watch it, read it, however it is that you're doing it, and then you can send the next piece. So now let's look at these different emails that you might need to send to get people to go through all this content. So you'll have your email for the number one piece of pre-launch content, number two and number three, an email to invite people to your live webinar, a reminder to join you on the live webinar, and then after your webinar, you'll probably want to send a link with the recording and a link to the sales page. So at this point, the cart is open, so you'll probably want to tell everybody, whether they signed up for the webinar or not, that the program is available. What I also like to do is send a couple of other emails during the launch period. And for some people, that might be a case study if you've done the program before and you want to share what's worked and how people have gotten results from your courses or books or programs. And you'll also want to send a couple of other emails with more reasons for people to sign up for your program. So in this case, I just have one more email between and the last email, which is the cart closes email. And you'll have to figure out what works for you, but I think that generally, again, like I said earlier, more emails definitely works better, and you don't have to worry about annoying people. I think that just remembering those people who might miss these emails and really might miss out on the amazingness that is your program, you don't want to do that to them. You want them to have all the opportunities to see your message, to see your offer, and to say yes or no on their own terms. And then finally, we have the program starts email. So that's for all the people who are in your program or in your course. And that's when you start delivering your content. So you might have noticed that there's a lot that's happening during this launch window. And you don't want to be thinking about creating content or writing emails during your pre-launch or your launch. And usually during that time, you'll want to be interacting, engaging with potential customers, answering questions, being available for whatever comes up, sharing on social media, and just really holding the space for your launch. So let's take a look at what tasks you might need to be doing ahead of time and in what order so that you really can pull off your launch without pulling your hair out. So these are the big pieces and the big priorities. So the first thing I recommend is working on your sales page. And that's usually based on the curriculum that you figure out you need to be creating, which we'll be covering in the next module. Then you'll also want to work on creating your pre-launch content, whether it's videos or written content or audios or really anything that you'll be giving away for free as a taste. You'll also want to start working on assembling a team if you need one. You'll see the Rolodex. I've included some developers, programmers, designers, launch strategists. If you feel like you need a manager, a project manager, you'll also see copywriters and other people who are helpful when it comes to designing your course curriculum as well. So once you've got your team on board, you also want to get affiliates on board. And I say the earlier the better when it comes to getting affiliates to raise their hand and want to promote you. You'll also want to set up the technical foundations. So that means your shopping cart, your delivery system, and really testing everything all the way through. And I do leave this not necessarily to the last minute, but I don't do it first thing just because things might change. You might change your pricing. You might change all kinds of things as you go through this process. And then finally, you've got writing and outlining your emails. So at least deciding what content you'll have in each of those pre-launch and launch emails will help so that you don't feel stressed trying to come up with topics during your launch. So the month leading up to your launch, you might work on writing your sales page draft for 1 week, creating pre-launch content for another week, setting up your tech systems for one more week, and then writing your marketing emails. Now, of course, this is kind of an idealized version of what you might be doing during the launch. You probably have a lot more going on while you're still running your business. You might have one-on-one client work to do. You might have other things that need to happen. And of course, the first time that you do anything, it might take a little bit longer. So this is kind of a condensed, idealized version. You might actually want to give yourself 2 months or a month and a half to get ready to do a pre-launch and a launch. So this is what your final details might look like. So, you know, you might send your first email, do some last minute tech testing to make sure that your shopping cart and delivery system is all hooked up properly. You might also want to change some last minute sales page offer type stuff right before you open the cart. Sometimes that just happens. You see what people are responding to. Maybe there's a particular topic that you cover in one of your pre-launch videos or content that people are really excited about or have more questions about. And that's where you'd want to tweak your sales page or your offer to make sure that it really lines up with what people want more of. And then I also like to give myself a bit of time to write those last minute emails during the launch. Sometimes, you know, things just flow better when you're in that launch state and people are asking specific questions. So you might answer their questions in a last minute email. And then also, you know, creating your paid content. So if you haven't created the content before you open your cart, you can start working on that while the cart is still open so that you're not totally rushed the first week of your program. So if you have affiliates on board, which we'll be talking about more in a future module of the course, you'll also want to be emailing your affiliates each time that you email your list to give them a heads up that there's new content that they can send to their list or that the shopping cart is open. And you can also incentivize your affiliates with a contest or something else to really get them on board and excited with what it is that you're doing. So during the launch, you'll also be sharing on social media channels and answering questions, and email is a really big piece of your launch, but you'll want to get as many people to see your free content as possible. So you really want to be driving people to your free content more than to your sales page during the pre-launch. Once your shopping cart is open, then obviously you can send people to your shopping cart or your sales page. But before that, you want to have as much of your free content going out on, you know, Facebook groups or social media pages that you own. And you can totally pre-write or pre-schedule some of these posts or graphics and just build some time into your launch calendar. Now I want to talk about nimbleness. So there's really nothing like a live launch to make you reassess your plans and change things. So having a plan is really, really important when it comes to launching, but it doesn't mean that you have to stick to it exactly, because you'll see what people are responding to, you'll see what needs to change, and things might come up that you didn't expect. You might have tech issues, you might need to re-record things, or your live webinar might need to be tweaked or be done again if people couldn't log in. And having a launch campaign and plan is really important, but you need to be able to listen to the response that you're getting. So one of the analogies I love is the dance analogy. So knowing the structure and the dance moves is important, but also letting your partner throw in a new move and not feel like, oh my God, you know, this is not working. It's really important because that flexibility is what's going to allow your launch to do the best that it possibly can. You want to be tracking how you're doing. You can't know whether your launch is going to be a success or not until you open the shopping cart. You'll want to be tracking how you're doing. So you might be thinking, oh, well, there's no way I'll know how well my launch is doing until people can buy. But that's not necessarily the truth. So you can actually start to track the engagement that people have with your pre-launch content. So if they're sharing your content, leaving comments, sending you emails, asking questions, and generally just really building buzz for you and with you, then you know you're on the right track. If you're hearing crickets before you even open the cart, then chances are that your pre-launch content is not hitting the mark with people. So you really might want to reassess your free content or maybe even push back your launch dates to increase engagement. One rule of thumb that I like to use is that if nobody is sharing or commenting or asking questions, then you're not on the right track with what it is that you're creating for your program. So if that's the case, then I say pause what you're doing, ask people what it is that they want more of, and then reshift the direction that you're heading in. And that being said, it's not over until the shopping cart closes. And even then, it might not even be too late to make more sales. So it's totally okay to change your marketing plan, get creative, and do something different to increase sales. And sometimes that might mean writing an email that's from the heart, where you tell people what's happening behind the scenes. I've actually done that a couple times in my launches where, you know, I told people like, oh my gosh, you know, I had this idea, I opened the cart, I didn't get the response I wanted, And that's why I'm changing X, Y, and Z, or I'm offering these extra bonuses or this new payment plan or whatever it is. And people love that. They love the authenticity, and it really makes it easier for them to say, yes, okay, I trust you. I know this is worth it, and you're not just blowing smoke. So that's a really important thing to be able to do. And also, you know, just be willing to get on the phone with people one-on-one to answer their questions and really to be of service, to answer people's questions via email, to give them, you know, free advice, whether it's don't sign up for this program, I don't think it's right for you, or, you know, do these things before you come back and take this program with me. So I think that it's awesome to be able to really tweak your offer, your sales page, change the plan, and really make sure that it goes over perfectly. If you're doing an evergreen campaign, you can use same or similar pre-launch sequences for your program, but you just need to add it into an autoresponder sequence. So instead of having something that goes out as a broadcast via your email service, you'll actually have an autoresponder. So it'll just be every couple of days, those same emails and videos would come out. And then you might also want to find people that aren't buying as often as if they have a timed urgency, like a live launch. So you could also have bonuses that get people off the fence, and you might need to use a little bit more of a sophisticated email marketing or CRM system where you have people, you know, go through a sequence, and then if they don't buy within X days, bonuses are removed, etc. And that is totally doable. There is software to do that. But really, you want to use the kind of the same launch concepts when it comes to an evergreen program, and that's going to make a really big difference to boosting your sales. So now it's time to think about how to get everything that we talked about done. So the timeline that I shared for the month leading up to the launch might seem a little too simple, and that's okay. If it's your first sales page, you might need more than a week to get feedback and finalize it, create your pre-launch content, and all that stuff. It really might take a little bit more than what I've outlined, but that's where hiring and delegating the parts that you're not an expert at really comes into play. So you'll want to take a look at the Rolodex of the program and just see who you might need to pull in to help you get this done. So now it's time to download the checklist. So I've created a checklist to help you prioritize and break down the different tasks that you'll need to do to launch. And I really recommend going with the simplest systems and low-key timelines for your first beta launch so you can really focus on selling and not get stuck in all the tech stuff, because that is not going to serve you or your people. So take a look at what you'll take on yourself and what you might hire out. I can't wait to hear all about your launch plans, and I'll see you in the next video.